Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mix a stiff drink.
Interested in the day? Well, thank you. This is the program that talks about the day. It's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, here to motivate you. Ken Kessler is a motivator in and of himself. Let's find out what's going on at facebook.com/good day and Twitter in terms of the issues and your thoughts about some of the issues in a moment. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Hans Hoffman.
Yeah,
Dr. Hoffman is not here with us today, but Hans Hoffman motivates us with the following. The ability to simplify means to eliminate the unnecessary so the necessary may speak. So if that were the case, in reality, we'd all be gone. However, well, there are some things that we need to talk about, right, Jennifer? We need to talk about
some things, yes, definitely.
Ray Charles, responsible for the thought of the day today. His birthday was this date, 1930. Live each day like it's your last, because one day you're going to be right. I think that's very, very appropriate, because I think too many of us live for the future and don't live in the now. And I wish that we could sort of get back to
they played this at Ray's funeral.
In the right, hit the road, Jack.
Hit the road, Jack. Right. Don't you come back.
Hit the road, Pope. How about that, Richie? We can rewrite this. Is that disrespectful? No, I mean, but he's hit the road. I'm not suggesting.
Oh, he's hitting
traveling.
The road. Okay.
He's hitting the road. He's traveling. I'm not suggesting he leave. The Pope began his first visit to the U.S. Yogi Berra passed away at the age of 90. We all know some of the fun things that he said. Hall of Famer. When you come to the fork in the road, take it. All of his malapropisms and contradictory phrases. You got to wonder if he worked on it. Anybody ever read the history of Yogi Berra?
I listened to an interview,
yeah,
and he said he didn't even understand what he was saying when people would start laughing.
He was just being cute. He said, I like to take a 2-hour nap every day from 1 to 4.
But he said he would say these things and people would start laughing and he'd be like, what?
What? Huh? What are you laughing at? That's what happens sometimes to me here, Richie.
He never realized it.
He was also known to the public as a commercial spokesperson for Yoo-hoo, for Enderman's Bakery, a lot of other products. He made a lot of money after he got out of baseball. When he was playing baseball, remember, the players didn't make a lot of money. They started at $30,000, $40,000 a year. And I think one time there was a big deal about Mickey Mantle making over $1 million his last year. Ted Williams never made $1 million. But yet, look at the dough these guys are making now. So he was able to trade on his name. And by the way, with his background, he was a hero with the Italians. And at a time when Italians were just sort of really losing the stigma of the mafiosos and the stuff that went on during Prohibition, it was really a good time for him, a good time for his teammates, a good time for people who like baseball, a good time. He was a good time guy. And so he is missed. But all good things must come to an end. And so we praise him. And what is it? Where did that come? I'm just now coming into Caesar. Remember Caesar? When he was killed at his funeral? To know Caesar is to love him, to praise him. I'm paraphrasing something because I don't I don't remember exactly what.
Talking about Julius Caesar, not Sid Caesar.
Yeah,
right?
I am, as a matter of fact. Yes, thank you.
Thank you for the clarification.
Right. Or Caesar salad. All right. So, Kenny, what's the number one thing trending on our social media today?
It's a toss-up between the presidential race and the Pope.
Really? And do they want, some of these people want the Pope to run for president? Imagine. The Pope takes off his robe, takes off his, what do they call the skull cap? What do they call the hat that the Pope and the priests wear? They call it yarmulke in the Jewish religion.
Not a yarmulke. I don't know. I can't remember what they call it, but yeah, definitely not a yarmulke. Yeah. His Pope hat.
It's a hat. The Pope hat. And
his hat.
Well, anyway, he takes everything off and he runs. He'd be a good president, actually. He'd be great. Super duper. Anyway, the Pope poll yesterday, the Pope poll, are you going to see the Pope during his visit was our question. Let's see here. 37% said, I don't live anywhere near where he's going to be. 23% of you said, I haven't been able to get tickets. 18% said, I think so. 13% said, yes, I'm so excited. 9% said, I have no interest in seeing the Pope. I'd like
to
see
the Pope. If you guys got tickets, would you go?
I would.
I would, too.
Absolutely, I would. Some people have been scalping the tickets in Philadelphia for $5,000 or more. Aye.
How can you do that?
That's because you have no conscience. That's how you do it. You're interested in yourself, and that's it. End of story. All right, so Kenny, what else have you got?
Comments about the Pope and the presidential
Let's
race.
Let's do the Pope. The heck with it. Yeah, I don't want to do the presidential race.
Ingrid says, the Catholic Church should have always had a Pope like Francis. He's a great leader.
Yep, I agree with that. You can't argue with that. That's a great statement. Yep, what else?
Seth says, I don't believe in organized religion, but I believe in this Pope. Mm-hmm. I love what he is doing and what he stands for.
Amen. Get that? Can you see what I was doing there?
I see what you did there.
Yeah, okay.
Randy says, I lost faith years ago. Maybe he can help me get it back.
Good. That's good. That's a very positive way of looking at it. Kind of like push-ups for the brain. Yep, good. What else?
Francis says, I was Catholic once. I don't practice anymore, but I like this Pope. He's a people's Pope.
Yep, the people's Pope. That's good. What else?
Ray says, Francis is the first Pope that acts like what a Pope should act like.
Acting like the Pope. Film at 11. What else?
One more. Robert says, I hope Pope Francis is treated better than the hitchhiking robot.
He got run over, you mean?
The one that got to Philadelphia and they destroyed it, remember?
Yeah, right. Philadelphia is a tough place. They called it the city of brotherly love. I never found it to be that way. I don't like Philadelphia at all. Never did. Worked at CAU there for a while. The airport's unfriendly. The city's unfriendly.
My dad was born there, and I thanked my grandparents for leaving when he was a child.
It's a tough city. You don't have to spend any time there. It's not a great place. Yeah,
well, not enough.
The less the better. For me, anyway. The feds have recovered work-related and personal emails from Mrs. Clinton. Da-da-da-da. Not clear whether all of the 30,000 messages that she deleted from the server have been recovered. Bum-bum-bum-bum. The FBI is investigating whether classified information that passed through the Homebrew server during her time as Secretary of State was mishandled. She turned over 30,000 copies of the messages, and this has been going on, what, since December? Did she delete these things from her private server? Did somebody get at it? Yada, 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 yada. Ugh.
You know, there was a article flying around on Facebook yesterday. You know, there's a lot of garbage out there.
Yes, but there is.
It got my attention, and it talked about Hillary Clinton having health issues and her not being sure whether she is up to it to run.
She's not sure or somebody else isn't sure.
Well, quote unquote insiders are saying she's not sure.
Yes.
I've heard she's having big health problems.
Take it with a grain of salt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because who knows, right? Mm-hmm. But you got to think, man, this, how do you deal with this kind of pressure? Obama, anybody. How do you handle this kind of pressure every single day?
68
you're under
years
so
old.
Much, yeah, and yep. under the scrutiny that you're under is crazy.
It's
well, the real story
you.
Is that Bill's going to run the country once she gets elected. You didn't know
oh,
that?
No way. Oh, BS. Are you kidding me? No way.
The real story
is when Bill was president, she was running the country.
She uses him because he's likable, and that's just about it. I mean, come on.
All right,
no
speaking
way.
Of likable, Jennifer Horn will have the television report. What's new on TV tonight? We'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, Tiny Review is fun, easy, and to the point. That's the good part. Requiring a Facebook account, that's the bad part. Tiny Review. Struck out.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Think Green. Harrison with you. New research shows sewage treatment plants don't remove artificial sweeteners completely from wastewater. Even in Germany, sweeteners were found in waters downstream of treatment plants and surface water supplies. Artificial sweeteners are from 160 to 13,000 times sweeter than sugar, and as such, the body can't fully absorb them, so amounts end up excreted into wastewater. German tests detected four: acesulfame, saccharin, commonly called sweetenlow, cyclamates, and sucralose, also known as Splenda. Artificial sweeteners, which add sweetness without calories, are used in many products, from sodas to breakfast cereals, as well as in drugs and sanitary products. But now that they're appearing in water supplies, a new safety debate has emerged. We'll reveal what that is tomorrow. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What cuts through a can and then thinly slices a tomato? A Ginzu knife.
The man behind that infomercial and many others is Kevin Harrington, one of the original sharks on Shark Tank.
He's invested in 500 successful inventions, including products from Tony Little and George Foreman, but he doesn't always get it right.
One of his biggest flops was Chubby Checker's Twist-A-Sizer. He learned no one wants to buy fitness equipment named Chubby. And one of his biggest misses was the Snuggie. He didn't think it would sell enough.
His advice? Wins and losses are part of the game. Learn from them both for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So you have a problem you want to solve? Well, who doesn't? Would you like to know how to come up with a solution quicker and faster? Easy. Rent a funny movie. Here's the science of it. Researchers wanted to know if a funny approach or a more serious approach improved problem-solving ability. So they found two groups of people. Now, one group watched a funny movie.
Cool.
The other watched a movie about math.
Oh, bogus!
Then everyone got the same exact problem to solve.
Hey, I got a problem here.
The winner, the people who watched the funny movie. In fact, after watching a funny movie, they were able to solve the problem quicker, faster, and funnier than the bored, stiff math movie watchers.
That was easy.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Poke fun at a problem and solve it faster. If you're too serious, it slows down everything, even problem solving. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Let's get to what's new, not only the Mysteries of Laura. There are a lot of good shows that are starting this week. I think that's quite a good show, Frank. I like Deborah Messing. She comes across, Josh Logan is in that show. It comes across as well done. Also, Jen, Rosewood, which is a new, guess what? This is really exciting. I've never seen a television show before about a pathologist who's going to help police solve challenging cases. That's what Rosewood is about.
That's what Rosewood's about. Yeah, wow. I know. That's a new one. I think probably the big story, well, a couple of big stories today in TV. You know, this is a week of premieres, and Empire is back for season two.
Yeah.
They're picking up 3 months after they last left off with the arrest and
Don Lemon, is that the same Don Lemon that's on CNN?
No. Huh. Rosewood premieres also on Fox, and then Nashville's back. ABC's got their new lineup, Modern Family coming back, Nashville coming back in the season four opener. That's my favorite. I'll be watching that. Law and Order special, Victims Unit also coming back, and Survivor premieres on CBS. Survivor Cambodia, Second Chance will come back. 20 returning castaways who were voted in by fans get to come back for a second chance on Survivor, a show that I would never do. And of course, America's Next Top Model is in full swing. You can check that out on the CW. Dougie, The Muppet Show premiered on ABC, and this one caught my attention, and I didn't get a chance to watch it. It's on my DVR, but Ken, you did. So what did you think?
I thought it was very funny, very entertaining.
The Muppets have to be great.
What was it like? I mean, is it about Miss Piggy's new TV show?
Is it like
I mean,
the old show, or is it totally different?
It's kind of like the old show. It's a show within a show. Miss Piggy now has a late night talk show, and all the Muppets work on it. So it's the staff meetings and everything behind the scenes of putting the show together, as well as her coming out.
So
to
yesterday
interview
I heard
Elizabeth
a
Banks.
Commercial for it. Did I hear them use the H-E double toothpick word in the Muppets?
Yes.
Really? I guess I can say hell.
I know. I think it's okay. You're not in fourth grade anymore.
That kind of shocks
Kermit
me.
Kermit and Miss Piggy have broken up.
Yeah, remember?
She's given him a tough time, and at one point he says, "My life is a bacon-wrapped hell." And then
Denise?
Somebody walks behind him and says, "You can't say hell on TV."
What about Denise? What about the hot new girlfriend?
She wasn't in it very much. There was just a couple scenes. She brought in coffee.
Heavy.
Figures.
All right, speaking of new, Brian Williams was back on the air. Did anybody watch that?
Just in time for the Pope. Brian Williams made his return to TV. This one also a little sad story. You know, it seems around the fall and holiday season when it starts to go into full swing, that's when people start getting laid off from their jobs. ESPN making an announcement that they're laying off close to 300 employees over the next few months.
Too much sports. There's way too much sports. And radio, television, just way too much.
But sports is what sells.
I understand, but they'll figure out how to do it on the cheap like they do everything else. Did you see that Taken is going to be a television show? Did we talk about that?
We have not talked about
Taken.
That yet, but I think that'd be a great
Liam Neeson
right?
movie.
Yeah,
is going to go to NBC as
How do you sustain that?
Yeah, exactly, Richie. Thank you.
Well, how it's going to be sustain? Before. It's going to be like a prequel to show you how he got
his life
particular
like.
Set of skills.
Mm-hmm. So no Neeson will probably be on this television show, though, I would
probably
guess, right?
Not.
Mm-hmm.
I would
probably
imagine not. No.
All right, Jen. What else?
Donald Trump has gone off on Fox News again, and it's always kind of fun to note some of his tweets. He felt he'd been treated unfairly by Bill O'Reilly. He started hammering Megyn Kelly again and said that she should take another 11-day unscheduled, in quotes, vacation.
Heart to Heart is coming back at NBC with a gay couple instead of Stephanie Powers and Robert Wagner type. So who'd want to watch that? Anybody? You think that sounds like a cool idea?
Why not?
Heart to Heart. Back at NBC. 51 after on Good Day.